Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd quite wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of poly? Forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful,
it,
wonderful.
Gary. Y'all, we're doing a show in a
on
car.
On the road again.
That's all you need to know. We're in a show in a car.
On the road again.
Thankfully,
on the way to Austin.
On the way to Austin from Big D. I'm glad you just coughed.
Sorry.
In the middle of the microphone. That's
I went
really
over here.
Y'all, thankfully, I'm not driving.
No.
And more thankfully, Poodle's not driving.
No.
We are being chauffeured by my best friend from college,
Patricia
Julie.
Altschul.
Yes. My best friend, Julie, from college, and her husband, Chris.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
Hey.
They don't watch Lip. And Chris has already done what straight men do and pulled out his phone. And he's looking at sports.
Yeah.
So
he needs to feel like there's a penis there still.
Yeah. He's trying not to become a homosexual. I'm happy. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper made with real sugar because you can only get that in Texas. It's
no
a thing.
One gives a shit.
You know, a lot of Dr. Pepper people do. It used to be called...
Are there Dr. Pepper people who listen?
There are. Julie can attest to this. There are.
Okay.
It used to be called Dublin Dr. Pepper because they bottled it in Dublin, Texas with Imperial Sugar. But then there was a lawsuit or something and...
Please book in this soon.
Imperial Sugar sued them and said, no, it's Imperial Sugar Dr. Pepper, not Dublin Dr. Pepper. So now it's just called Dr. Pepper with real sugar.
I just somehow lost consciousness during...
Y'all, this is Lip, Love in Paradise, Season 2, Episode 5, Translating the Truth. Hey, shout out to Dallas last night. They were
really
drunk. Most of them were my family.
Yeah, your family was lipped.
I mean, they brought the country out.
They did, and there was a lot of good down-home Dallas people.
Yeah, get your phone, Chris. If you got to get that call,
y'all,
you can.
That's Ty's playing on my phone.
Oh, that's Ty playing on his phone. So, y'all are going to hear things. Poodle might yell at traffic, but I made sure to do the show after he had already eaten corn nuts.
I have to eat corn nuts on the road.
I know.
That's part of it. Ranch, so my breath is quite fragrant.
Poodle, what'd you do last night when we finished the show, by the way?
Went to bed.
Okay. By yourself?
Went to bed. Yes, I was in bed by myself. After at a certain time.
Okay.
Well, other things might have happened in my bed.
Y'all, Poodle's so slutty that we got to the venue last night, and he realized he had already fucked the lighting designer in Los Angeles months prior.
That is true, and I was kind of horrified.
Now we're in traffic, and Poodle's going to have, don't yell about construction.
I hate it!
It's true. It's merging. We're on the
I-35. The I-35. No, we don't. No, you have to say I-35 because it's only the.
Yeah, it's in L.A.
In L.A., California.
I know.
We're on I-35.
Did they say that in other places or just where we are?
Who fucking cares? Carolina,
did they say I-35?
No. No, we say I, yeah. Or we say 85. We don't say I-35. Like, oh, I was out on 85 or 385. It's a number.
All right, now I got bored. I understand how you feel.
That's me 110% of the time.
Y'all, we're in Bellmead right now. Come at us if you're from Bellmead.
Who gives a shit?
I don't think I do either.
Fucking bullfuck Texas towns. People are just butt-fucking each other.
There's Hot Miller Steakhouse and Home Depot, which is home of Velvet.
We are not just reading billboards, so could we please talk about
Love
and Paradise?
Oh, okay, fine. Ooh, what is that? Collins Street Bakery. That looks good.
Oh, God.
Okay, just lead
please,
off.
Please, please.
I just don't want to talk about Ariana because it's just so fucking sad.
You know what? I've kind of changed my opinion.
All right.
No, she's still a loser. Don't worry.
She's a loser.
She's still the only one in the world who doesn't understand that Sherilyn does not want to be her husband.
I agree.
Although James, his mentor slash friend slash...
His name's James? Why did I think he was Sonny?
That is something popped in your brain.
I wrote down Sonny the whole time in my notes.
That is not even close to James. I don't know why.
I thought his name was Sonny. I'm going to call him Sonny because I wrote it down because you know I write what I read what I wrote.
Wow.
Anyway.
So they are in...
There's a place called Metal Mart.
You can just
stop.
Get metal.
Sorry.
We have to focus.
Okay,
this show
is... We said 30 minutes. Oh, this billboard says, Shackled by lust, Jesus sets free.
Where's the object in that sentence?
Yeah.
Jesus sets you free. Jesus sets free. Sounds like Jesus is releasing animals into the wild.
That's true. And honestly, you enjoy being shackled by lust.
Well, you can be a good shackling. You just need to the restraints don't need to be hard.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're in Texas, y'all. There's a Confederate flag. That's not fun. I think Bellmead's a shit town. I'm going to say this right now.
What gave you that? Just the name didn't tell you enough?
I think that Best
Someone's
Western
from Bellmead
Plus.
Who's listening.
Yeah, somebody from Bellmead. Y'all move out of this town.
Yeah, that's Best Western Plus is where people, rich guys have affairs.
Yes, and by rich guys, it's just people that own the Dollar General.
Yes.
All right.
So let's talk about Ariana and Sherilyn. They are in their kind of domestic bliss, and she's like, are you happy with your mom and your dad here and this? And she's like, we did have a cuddle session, but that's it.
But Odin had to sleep in the bed, so he ruined it. We're parents.
So they've got the paternity. She's like, you still haven't signed those paternity papers. And he's like, oh, here they are behind this candle beside my bed.
Just thrown up, just not even in an envelope. They're all wrinkled. It looks
it's like next to the Pringles can.
It's true.
And he hands her, he's like, see? She's like, why don't you send them earlier? Then he went, do you see a FedEx around here?
He does.
And I just thought about this. He's like, the closest is Montego Bay. That's a whole day for me to get there.
Remember, y'all, it takes a while for him to get to places. He says he works 7
Jamaica's
days a week.
Jamaica's on island time. They're not worried about getting paternity papers to the U.S.
They're not at all.
So he says they are going to visit James, his friend and mentor, and
Sonny, known to some.
You. That's it.
Okay. Just me. Why did I?
And I don't know. I've stopped asking why you do things, actually. And he basically says...
Maybe it was disposition. He was a happy guy.
Kind of, but I think Sonny's a paid shill by Ariana.
Yeah, he really is Team Ariana.
He's like, cherish your baby and cherish her mother. Cherish
like,
his mother.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's like, I have told...
Sherlon
that Ariana is the girl for him.
I saw him at his swingers club where he works. Yes, Julie and Chris, he works at a swingers club and got her pregnant in, where are they, in Jamaica?
Yes.
And so he's Sonny said, I saw Sherlon at the swingers, and while he was fucking 10 women, I said, Ariana is the woman for you.
I can tell by that sulky look on her face.
Yes.
That constant half I have to poop.
Yes.
And half.
I think you gave me a UTI.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. By that look.
Yes. And so they're talking. She's basically says he makes the final resolution. The revelation. He's like, well, here's the thing. I don't want to live in the United States. Mic drop.
Boom.
He has not said that so in two seasons.
This is where we kind of get a little bit of. Oh, y'all, now we're in Waco. I'd go to the Dr. Pepper Museum, but we don't have time. And we go to Magnolia, but they give money to a church that's homophobic, so we're not
going
there.
Where's the Branch Davidian compound?
Oh, that's where we want to go. You love cults.
Yay!
Didn't it burn down?
Yes.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
All right.
They burned it down.
After they burned it down.
After we shot at them.
Yeah, I remember that. All right. Well,
anyway.
Sorry, Waco. Anyway,
people
yeah.
were burned alive, so let's yeah. not make fun of it.
No, we're not. Oh, there's a Red Roof Inn. You get points there, Poodle. They know you by name.
Just as a sidebar, David Koresh was one of the hottest cult leaders.
Okay, we've got to stop this now. This is ending. This is...
Have you seen pictures?
Now,
Yes, all of it. I'm totally into it.
They usually are. David Koresh, he was a hot man.
You can separate the person. No, you can't. What am I saying?
Yeah, no, you can't separate the person.
We need to move on because this is the weird area.
All right.
I would have followed him. I would have been one of his wives.
They have a Texas Ranger Hall of Museum here. I wonder if they have something for...
I need to give you Ritalin.
A Walker Texas Ranger. He's from Wilson, Oklahoma.
What?
The guy who played Walker, Texas Ranger.
Chuck
Norris, yeah. He's from Wilson. It's just 20 minutes from where I grew up.
So Chuck Norris is from who played Walker, Texas Ranger.
It's from Oklahoma. Yeah.
I'm going to let that go.
All right.
Without really disparaging it.
Anyway.
So she basically, she gets very upset.
Yes, and he says, don't you feel like this is the first time, though, where we start... We finally get a little bit of Sherlon actually talking about saying he admits that, yes, I led you on and told you things you wanted to hear. He even says, well, I told Ariana things because I didn't want to upset her. But he flat out says, I wanted to get her off my case.
Yeah.
And it goes back to y'all. This man is, I think someone said, I don't think Sherlon's a fuck boy. I think they said that in our Patreon comments. And to that person, I just want to say, your boyfriend cheats on you.
Yeah.
Like
this is, but to me, her reaction is much more telling than what he says. Because I said this before. As soon as she finds out he doesn't really want to be with her, he knows this. That's why he wants to see his kid, because she's going to use this baby against him, and seeing this baby against him, that's why she refuses at this point to even acknowledge his paternity.
No, it's true.
So
it's true.
He says, you will not do this to my son.
It's true. We just saw a billboard that said, fear go, Holy Spirit,
again,
come home.
Please, I'm begging you.
They don't use grammar in these billboards. Anyway, so but I will say that Sherlon, I think he's finally admitting this, but again, why would he want to go to the U.S. where he can't live a fuckboy lifestyle? Like everything, he says he works 7 days a week. He literally, his work is going and hanging out with people at a resort. If he moves to the U.S., the fact that Ariana can't see this still now here while she's here is just unbelievable.
I don't
want to
call it a fuckboy lifestyle. I just think he likes being in Jamaica. I think he likes being where he's from.
Well, that's true as well.
So I don't think his whole goal of life is to live as a fuckboy.
No, I think he's now.
Does he mansplain it as, you see, Ariana, when a heterosexual man sees a beautiful woman, do you think he cannot do something? Does he not bleed? Does he, when he sees boobs, does his lower loins not burn?
Yes. When a woman puts her vagina in a man's face, can he not eat it like Banana Foster's ice cream?
Wow, that was vivid.
That's very, I wouldn't mind some ice cream right now. The way he talks, though, that's kind of where he switched for me. Where before I've been very much kind of like not team shirt on, but just like, I get where you're coming from. And when he said that, I went, you're a fucking dog.
I agree.
And however, I do think he's led her on.
However, she completely revealed who she was.
I think they both revealed who they were this episode.
And I want to say, she freaked out. And she's like, you should have told me all this before Odin was born. Blah, blah, blah.
And he should have.
Yes.
Now, but also, he probably didn't know and was trying to figure this out.
Did you watch her saying, I wish you would have, like... Then she would, and you maybe feel like you love me. I guarantee you, I doubt he said I love you after 2 weeks.
I don't think he said I love you, but I think, again, now this is a fuckboy tells, when they're with you, they make you feel like you're the only person
that
in
is
the
true.
World. And, but the thing is.
I just
is,
think we have to take personal responsibility.
But I was
going to
say, I think I wasn't chucking that. I'm just saying it was the perfect / worst combination.
Yeah.
He told her this, but Ariana had no self-esteem, so she took where he didn't have any idea that she was going to take this stuff so deeply and feel like she was literally the love of his life. But I agree with you. I don't think he ever said, I love you.
Yeah, but his problem?
It's not. I'm just saying that I just want to say it's the worst combination.
Right.
That he got with someone. Because remember, y'all, Ariana said... She, if you remember from the first season, she said that she was I forgot how she described her, but she said she was a bigger girl, didn't have a lot of confidence. And then remember, y'all, she got healthy. She lost a lot of weight. She went on this trip with her sister to have a hot girl summer trip.
Right.
And that's where she met Sherlon. So, like, but inside, she probably still felt not beautiful.
Right.
Not comfortable. And he told her this, and she took it as, like, this gospel of love.
I understand that, but now it's all about punishing him.
Oh,
for
yeah.
This. So my empathy goes so far with her.
Yeah.
And I don't have any empathy for him because I think he is kind of a dog.
I think he's such a dog.
So anyway, if I would have known how you felt, I would have used a condom or gotten Plan B, and I was just like, I don't believe this idea that she's making herself the martyr here.
No, because again, she still knew that he was a resort guy who worked at a swingers club in Jamaica when she decided to have
unprotected sex.
Raw dog sex with him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, girl.
Right.
But that's where I was saying, her, it wasn't empathy, it's that she has such a sense of just, I think, feeling like unlovableness of herself, that she convinced herself. And you definitely see how she clicked in this fantasy in her head.
So,
bless.
What happens now when she says, he's like, I'm going to have to give her bad news now. And she says, he says, I haven't really been completely faithful. In other words, he's been fucking around girls. Now, all of us assume this. From the jump.
Everyone.
That he has not been looking at Ariana's picture every night and saying, good night, sweet lady, who I can't wait to see. No, swingers club ladies, I'm not hanging out with you.
Even a Carl's wife would go, Carl, he's cheating.
Yeah.
But even they know. But Ariana, this is where, and I'm going to clap back at her in this. He tells her that he's with somebody else, and she starts crying and saying, I almost died in the hospital. Your baby almost died in the hospital. And you were out here having fun and fucking other people. And
what is he supposed to do?
And I wanted to say, honey, that's not his weight to carry. Y'all, that both of you had sex. He couldn't go over there because he couldn't get the visa.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know when Sherlon, or what he said, maybe we didn't see in the edit, but I don't think we did. But something was said where Ari heard in her head, he loves me and wants to spend the rest of his life with me. And I don't think Sherlon ever said that to her.
No, he's never even indicated that.
At all.
But here's what. It's that small town mindset of, he gave me a baby, so we should be a family. Then she says this. Then she says, I want our son to know that we have done everything we could do to be a family. That's garbage. So you're going to put that on, you're going to already assume your child said, I don't know why my mom and dad aren't together. You raw dogged in Jamaica, honey.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And that whole idea of, we should have done everything we could.
Sherlon did admit and say, he said, I did mislead you. When she told him that, he said, so we don't fully know in what way he misled her, but he does take responsibility for that.
That's basically.
But this whole thing where she's like, I just hope Odin knows both parents. He needs to know they both fought as hard as they could. That's her.
That's on her.
Honey, that just, y'all can be good parents and not be together. But
say that again.
That.
You can be good parents and not be together.
Yeah.
And not love one another.
I still get freaked out by her nails being so long. I don't know how she wipes her baby's butt and doesn't have shit under her fingernails. That's what bothers me.
I think you did the Nicole Kidman wipe with the long hands.
I guess.
I'm not an authority on this, so I don't know if I can speak on it.
You know, we just passed a car and it had a plate on it that said Bixby, Oklahoma. We used to compete against them in speech. And I remember one kid got up.
I
want to
claw your face off right now.
One kid got up to do a dramatic interpretation and threw up right in the classroom because he got so nervous. I'll never forget that.
Boy, y'all, the world of competitive speech,
it
is intense.
It is very stressful. Very stressful.
I'm begging to move on.
No.
I'm begging to move on.
He did a monologue from I'll Never Kiss Another Butterfly. I never saw another butterfly. I think it's about your dad dying, isn't it?
I think it's about death, I believe.
It's about death and dad stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Death and dad stuff.
Death and dad stuff. All right.
Let's talk about Abby and Gabby.
Abby and Gabby.
Scamwich Sans, I almost called him Freddy. Frankie.
Frankie. No, Freddy was the person. Fast Finger Freddy who helped. Who
no,
was
that's
the,
Frankie. Fast
Frankie
Fingers.
At the sound person last night at Dallas.
So, okay, this is post the revelation. There's not a lot here. Because we got...
No. Rodney is there with his friend Selena. And
right.
They came to Puerto Vallarta. They're on a boat that they rented. And nothing really happens. They get... But Abby, y'all, that's BabyCon.
BabyCon.
Abby said, Rodney, I need to ask you, can you tell us what happened to Frankie? And Rodney kind of goes, well, he didn't really explain it to me. But, you know, because Rodney's also trying to be truthful, but also his girlfriend's right here.
Right.
And just by association, she'll fucking just,
and
she will come for him if she thinks he has any involvement in this.
I still think the two of them are thinking a foursome is possible.
Yeah, I think they are. Where Selena's like, yeah, that's not happening. Yeah. I'm going on I thought a threesome was going to happen. But now that I know Selena's there, ain't going to fly.
She is sitting there with her mouth quite tight.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
As Chelsea Marr would say, ain't happening.
So he doesn't really explain, even though he knows more. And he's like, well, to be honest, he was feeling more for one girl than the other.
And
Abby just goes, ah! Because her scam is brought out to the light.
Well, the best part about it is, y'all remember MamaCon, Gabby, her mother...
It's not her mother.
I still think it's a mother and daughter that are calling me, but just pretending to be a lesbian couple. I still think. But anyway, her mother, Gabby, can't speak English.
Right.
So the best part about this,
they had to translate it
Abby,
all.
Abby, we see Abby's face.
This is riveting, y'all.
Where she's like, I've got to translate this to my girlfriend.
And things that are not that are going against my interest. No, she doesn't have to translate it because it's to her girlfriend. She's having to translate it because it's on fucking camera.
Yeah, because it's on camera.
That's why she's having to do it.
That's true.
It's not because she's her girlfriend. She's having to lie on, she can't lie on camera.
And so Rodney says, well, he was feeling more for one girl than another girl. And Gabby's going,
¿Cómo?
What? Gay? Gay? Gay. And Abby's sitting there going, she says, if I don't translate, she'll get suspicious. And then you just look at her, and Rodney says, well, he was falling more in love with Abby, and he wanted to bring Abby back to the U.S. And you see Abby's face, just her butt clenching,
Uh-oh, I have to tell everyone now.
And it's the best scene of Gabby looking at her going, what? Abby, 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 and just yelling at her.
Abby, Abby. And at one point, she's like, she finally says, he wanted to bring me back to the U.S. And she's like, he wanted to marry you? Yes. And
she's like, yes, he wanted to marry me and bring me back to the U.S., not you.
And at one point, I don't know if this was on, I'm going to kind of do a monologue.
It's not really a theater, it's more of a monologue.
I'm going to do a monologue, what would happen when we saw Mistress of the Winds.
Mistress of the Winds.
Gabby, her hair, I don't know if you saw it, but her hair kind of unloosed from her dreads. And went around her, like blowing in the sea. And she went fully Venus, the hair was over her boobs. Yeah, she was on the shell.
She looked kind of like a living embodiment of the Starbucks logo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she went, I call upon the winds to bring us down to the bottom of the ocean. Sea turtles.
Oh, Jesus.
Make whirlpools. Jellyfish. Kill us all with stingers. I want only a death together with my sapphic baby.
This is true.
And
it was very dramatic.
And the sea turtles went, because we listened to Gabby.
She did say, water has been thrown in my face, and I think she said, I want to crawl to the bottom of the sea or something
and
like that.
And as I crawl upon the bottom of the sea with the sea slugs, I knew I have finally accomplished my goal.
And Abby's like, this is why I didn't want to tell her, y'all. This is what I've got to deal with.
I knew she was going to call to the sea turtles.
Once she starts talking about the sea, I'm going to have a rough night, and we're not going to scissor for a week. She's upset.
Yo, she does. She is literally calling upon the winds at this point.
We called it, and you've said this before. And, y'all, our friend Julie even lived with a couple of them. Nothing is dramatic.
Ain't no
like
drama like lesbian drama. Because lesbian drama don't stop.
Don't stop.
Because lesbian drama makes you leave the bar at 9:30.
Julie went to a lot of Indigo Girls concerts.
Me
so she saw
too.
Some shit.
We're going to two.
There was.
Oh yeah, we're going.
There's always people who leave. There's always people who leave an Indigo Girls concert because of fighting.
And then end up meeting their next future girlfriend at the Indigo Girls Club. Why their girlfriend's in the bathroom throwing up.
True.
That's what happened. So, and Gabby goes, well, damn it, now I understand everything. And here I have this stupid face.
Oh, this was a great scene.
It was a great scene.
What happens after this?
Well, Gabby says...
No, I mean, what happens after this? I know.
Gabby looks at Rodney and says... Well, I appreciate that you came, Roddy, because if you didn't come, then I never would have known.
I never would have known.
And she just looks at Abby. And so basically, I think that's where she says, because Abby says, well, I don't, she's kind of like, Abby says, I think they're talking about getting off the boat. And that's where Gabby said, don't leave for me. I would like to go to the bottom of the sea.
I would like to go to the bottom of the sea. And take all of you with me.
And now I don't know if I can continue.
To Davy Jones's locker. So it's like Jeffrey Rush.
Yes.
In that weird, really terrible Pirates of the Caribbean movie when he's a skeleton.
Yes.
And then the parrot's a skeleton. The monkey's a skeleton.
That is
the weirdest thing about that.
Someone liked it.
That's true.
All right, y'all. We're in Bell County now. We got to get going. All right. Let's talk about Daniel
just
and Amber
careening towards complete white supremacy.
until we get to Austin.
Exactly.
Till Austin.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. I just want to know. I didn't know at first, and I just wrote, "What the fuck is Daniel wearing?"
It is a really tough. I didn't have anywhere to rest your eyes because it's an American flag, and his shorts look like a Where's Waldo cartoon.
Yes,
it's really bad.
Yes,
even though he's cute, so it's hard to fault him.
Are we going to get Whataburger for lunch or Sonic?
Can we talk about this after the podcast?
I'm getting hungry.
Oh Lord. I haven't had Whataburger in so long.
I wouldn't mind a chicken
Sonic
fried
either.
Steak.
That's too filling.
Or chicken
and we're
fried
not
chicken.
Do that.
Don't get that back in L.A.
I'm okay with that.
It's better that way.
So, y'all, they're going bowling because he saw bowling on TV and movies and said, this is American to me. And I love this.
He's not wrong. And also,
he's got his ball buffer.
It's so cute. He's so excited by it. Like, how do you not love Daniel? Oh, wait. You
if
just berate him in front of your gay best friend. That's how you not love Daniel.
Y'all, Ashton is moving in, so remember, not only is this because he's going to pay for it, because she wants a gay best friend to live with her.
Amber wants our gay, because...
to be shady
because
with.
Because Ashton knows her favorite dressing is ranch dressing.
Yes.
She'll never not like Daniel.
That's what you eat on her chicken fingers. Daniel did not know that.
Y'all, last season, Daniel didn't know her favorite thing to eat with chicken fingers was ranch dressing.
Daniel, you need to know this.
And she got very
and
upset.
Sometimes honey mustard.
They live in Seminole, Florida. That's all you need to know. All right. So, they're bowling, and we realize Amber says, well, I'm just buttering up. And she says, Ashton's moving in with us, by the way, by the end of the week. And he goes, what?
And he's like, you should have just told me earlier. She's like, I know, but it doesn't really matter because I have all the money. And, like, I'm paying all the mortgage.
I'm paying all the mortgage. And Daniel says,
which is
wait.
Gross talk, and it makes him feel like shit.
Well, she says, he says, wait a minute. So it's me, Amber, her sister.
And four cats.
The four cats. And now
Flopsy,
a homosexual.
Mopsy, Cottontail, and Robert.
Robert. Oh, wait. I thought that was just... bedroom names Ashton had for Cammy. So, yes. But it was gross when she said, because Daniel said, this partnership should be 50-50. And she said, but I'm paying 100%.
I'm paying 100% of it. It's all about money.
And I want to say, Amber, but you're paying 100% because he doesn't have his green card yet and he can't fucking work in this country
yet. Her response would be, that's not my problem.
And it actually is. It actually...
No, she...
It's really gross American the way
she's behaving. She's getting a terrible edit. She got a bad one last season. They don't have that many problems.
No, I think they're very happy
but
together.
I think Amber is savvy enough to know this is going to make a good storyline for them. I think she actually does feel this way, but she's smart enough to know, and she's okay with playing this shitty role.
I kind of think so, too.
Yeah, and I think she's aware of what she's doing. I think she's a perfect reality star because we kind of hate her and kind of love to watch her be terrible.
I still kind of love her. Even though she's being shitty, she's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because she always has that face, y'all. You know where some people have resting bitch face? She doesn't have that. But she has just... resting anxious face.
She does.
She's just always anxious.
I call it just like she's always like asking the what? Like the face that says what?
What?
Every single time.
Yes. Just like, huh?
Like when you say this top, you can't get this. These Old Navy tops were only 2 for $3 yesterday. And
she's
she goes,
gonna,
what?
What? And she's going to make the
what
same.
What do you mean?
She's going to make the same face that. As if she saw a nuclear bomb hit her town, she would go,
yes.
What?
Same wah face.
That's bright, Daniel. Give me my sunglasses.
Give me my honey mustard.
Yes. Happy the rich.
So she says that's when we
also,
see Ashton
moving there's only
moving
one
in.
Bathroom.
Yes.
Don't forget that. There's one bathroom.
And he wanted to make two bathrooms.
This is what I'm thinking. Where do they put the... Where is the fucking litter box for these cats?
I bet you there's a fucking litter box in every fucking room.
I bet it smells like cat shit.
And I bet it smells like cat's pee and...
Oh, yes. Vomit. Cat vomit.
And just hairballs everywhere.
And there's just half-eaten greenies fucking everywhere. You know there is.
It's like cat food, a little cat foodie.
Yes.
Yeah. Just cats just like eat licking himself in the corner.
I like cats. Meow. I like dogs, but I don't want four of them in my house.
I think it's a lot of cats. So he basically says he feels disrespected. This is not and he's trying to communicate this to Amber, but he knows also he can't really fight it because she needs this from, and you don't fight Amber.
No, and it's so sad. He's moving his clothes out of his own closet to share with Amber, and he said, "I used to share a closet with my brother. I feel like I'm going backwards." It was so sad.
And y'all...
I'm sorry. We've got to talk about the elephant in the room. Or I should say, the cheetah print in the room. Amber wears cheetah print every single episode.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Or every single scene, y'all.
And it's a cheetah print that I don't approve, which is strange because I'm usually a fan.
I liked her kind of sweatshirt. I'm just saying, I think she's too young to always wear cheetah print.
I think she's trying to make it a trademark, but I don't like it. Bucky's!
Oh, are we going to stop at a Bucky's? Y'all are going to stop at a Bucky's. Poodle might get fucked in the bathroom. You're still loose.
Yee-haw.
You're still loose from last night. A trucker will fit right in. Deep down and down, we're headed to Bucky's and fucking in and watch it fucking run. There you go.
We'll finish Amber and Daniel, then we'll take a little break.
All right, let's finish Amber and Daniel. So
Ashton, Ashton's moving in.
He moves in with like...
Ashton's got pretty eyes. I got to say that.
Oh, God. God, you're easily manipulated. He moved in with three boxes, and that's it. This man has no... This is why you're broke.
And one box is just hair products.
Yes. This is why you have no money. It's just a box of Pureology that he put on his credit card, and he doesn't deserve buying it.
So, y'all, he's like, Daniel's trying to say, hey, now, just tell us if you're having anyone over. And Amber's like, no, he doesn't have to tell us because he pays rent.
He's paying rent. And Daniel says, yeah, but I should know. And she's like, Amber says, well, he's trying to say he's the man of the house. And Daniel gets angry. And he says, I am the man of the house.
And at this point, it's kind of like.
And Ashton's like, really? Are you?
Give him something.
He's like,
give him something.
I feel uncomfortable here.
I bet you do.
I don't know.
Well, and that's not just the butt plug you put in.
It's true. You know he's in the front bedroom at least. So at least when guys come in for Grindr.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling y'all now, Daniel's not going to be happy with Grindr hookups.
No, he's not.
No.
Especially he's not going to be happy with the open door policy ass up that Ashton's won.
I don't think he has anything problem with gay people.
No.
But I also don't think Daniel wants a bunch of gay sex in his house.
Why wouldn't you?
Hey.
I will say it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. There's all the condom wrappers and the stuff can
and
be a little bit.
Just the
cleanup in general.
And the noises.
Agreed.
I mean, I remember when I lived with you, it was like Whoopi Goldberg and the other hyena from The Lion King every other night.
Shenzi?
Yes. That's how it sounded. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Be prepared.
And you did take prep.
Yes.
So there you go.
I was prepared.
There you go. You were prepared. That's what prep should use for their things.
Be
prepared
for the chance of a lifetime.
Scar could do it because that's a gay lion.
Yes. That is a very gay
villain. Because Scar would fuck you without a condom.
He would. No, you'd fuck Scar.
Yeah.
Simba, I know I'm your uncle, but bend over.
Sorry, are we ruining Lion King now?
Yes. I don't have anything else after that, except when she said, oh my God, Ashton, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm so glad you're here. We're going to talk about girl stuff.
She does say that. And he's like, do I have to? You know, Ashton is like, I am not going to do your makeup every day,
right,
Amber. I don't have time.
No, it's something.
All right, everybody.
We'll be right back. We're going to go to Bucky's.
We'll see you in a bit. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com
realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
You know how when you walk into something and you have contact with a force that is just so unbelievably representative of everything you despise in the world?
Yes.
That was just Bucky's.
That was Bucky's. Y'all, Poodle can't talk about it very much right now. He's going to save it for the Austin show, but he's processing a lot of things.
It was
right
a
now.
Bunch of people like worshiping their capitalism god.
We don't have time for this.
And just like jerking off a big beaver. And just like jizz shooting out of the beaver's dick, and it was barbecue sauce.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they were all just slurping it up.
Yeah, woo.
Yes,
with y'all shirts
and word art, and shirts that said guns, ammo, and glory, and I just got physically sick, and there was no way place to rest your eyes. But I'm going to talk about it more at the Austin show. But I'm still shaken from it,
hey,
and I was changed.
I got some pecan brittle that's pretty good, though.
You're part of the problem.
Okay.
But I also I'm going to also talk about the way the name is spelled the hyphens.
We don't. Oh God.
I don't understand that, and it bothers me. And I feel like the logo is ugly.
Okay. Well, it's a Bucky. Bucky, the beaver. He's got buck teeth.
But it's
Bucky.
B-U-C-C.
Yeah, and then a dash.
Dash.
And then an E.
Where's the K?
Well, you don't need the dash is the K.
No, it's not. Even our navigation is like, this is some bullshit butt fucking town.
Y'all, we had to get off I-35, and now we're driving in small town, so hopefully we don't get stopped, because a policeman will go up and say, ma'am, are those homosexuals in the back seat? We're in Wilco, y'all.
One of them is looking suspiciously like a woman.
Yeah, not me. Not me.
Is this person a cross-dresser? Are they bothering you, ma'am and sir? Let's.
Y'all got a Texaco. Haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Texaco?
Yeah, they don't have them in California.
I guess they don't. We have Texaco in South Carolina.
My mama gave me a Texaco card when I was getting gas, and she said, don't do what your brother did and charge a bunch of shit on this card. Just get gas. That's what I did.
And part of the picture also enlarges for us.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, let's talk about Valentine and Carlos. This Woo. Is post-club disaster. And we're meeting Carlos's friends. Let me make sure I say her name right. Yusnadis. And Victor. But
I like that Valentine said, they're on the way in the car, and Valentine says, you know, I'm going to explain to Carlos why I try to live so out and proud.
Why
as a
I
gay,
like to take my shirt off at a gay club.
A gay club and get a shirtless bartender to dance with us. It's really gay pride.
Because that's what Larry Kramer wanted.
Yes.
That's what the dream of Larry Kramer.
Harvey Milk fought for that.
Fought for him to dance dirty and pay bartenders to dance with his friend.
He's acting up because of act up.
That's good. I actually understand where he's coming from, but it sounds like he's some type of barrier breaker, and it sounds really gross coming from him. I mean, I understand that it is, for him, it is activism. For that he feels like it's activism, well, for him to be able to be in a gay space with and take his shirt off. I get it, but it sounds really tone deaf talking to Carlos that way.
Especially, I do think it's still part of, especially for a black man to do that, even in America. But I couldn't get past any of that because he said to Carlos, he said, "You know, I want to explain why people can live fully in their truths."
He did say truths.
Truths, and I went, "Is that how you say that?"
No.
I don't think it is,
but I think,
but it's all general. He says, "Gay." There's no specifics. He just said, "Gay people went against the grain," and that they were just. And he said, "If you get so many people to go against the grain, that's how you make change." And I went, "This is bullshit." Meanwhile, Carlos says, "That was really inspiring," and I went, "Wait a minute. Is that how this couple works?"
Yeah.
Like, he thinks Valentine is like this like Sophocles or Aristotle of gay information,
yes,
with one of his young boys that he's cuckolding with gay history.
That's not what cuckolding means, but co-opting, yeah, or grooming.
Yes, grooming.
No,
word.
I think this is when I realized that they were both idiots.
Yeah, I think they are.
They're both dumb.
I think they're
both
not.
And they're both not bright people.
I don't think they're curious. And I know that because I've seen Valentine's music video.
That's out?
Oh.
Oh, you'll need to forward it to me.
Oh, you did. Someone sent it to us on our Instagram. It's that song.
You
in your ass cheeks.
Oh,
looking,
yeah,
looking real sweet. I don't understand why he's doing a pop music singing about a woman's
ass cheeks.
When he's clearly queerer than Christmas.
And weirdly, he talks about gay rights and being able to express himself. But maybe in a black art context, he doesn't think he could sell.
Yeah, because they're not going to put a gay black man on BET.
That's what I'm saying, though. But think of the irony there.
Maybe they put Lil Nas X on, like, but I don't know. That's the irony. Yeah,
I was trying to let you acknowledge.
Yes. Sorry.
Jesus,
y'all. Speaking of, there's a cross.
Out in the middle of the field.
Out in the middle of the field. We're in Circleville now. I don't know if we're going to go in a circle. We'll see.
That's when they move the road, so you'll just, like, in a circle, so they'll catch you in their police station.
I know. It's like that movie with Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd where they get stopped in a small town.
Nothing But Trouble?
Yes.
That is such a weird movie.
It's a terrible movie.
That is a terrible movie.
Terrible movie.
And John Candy plays, like, four characters.
Yes, and there's the Humpty Hump guy who sings a song. Remember?
My name is Humpty.
We're in a weird area.
I thought he had a real nose. I didn't realize it was
fake
glasses.
That's right. How did we both see? I think I saw that movie in the theater.
I did too. I was very excited to see it, and then sad I saw it.
That's how I was about the movie Greedy or Greed or something
Greed.
Like that. Yeah. Am I making that up?
No.
Envy?
We all know our first time. We always get excited to go to a movie. We always know our first movie that we went, I should have left halfway. We all have that movie. Do y'all have that movie, Chris and Jewel?
Where you went, I can't.
What was
do
yours?
This.
I can't think of it off the top, but I know there was.
This just turned into a man on the street segment.
I was gonna say Schindler's List, but that sounds really bad.
Well,
whoa.
Schindler's List is all. I mean,
I did not expect that.
I did not expect that.
The views of the guests driving are not the views of Reality Gays. No kidding.
I loved every moment of that film. Sorry, Julie.
I haven't seen it.
No, of course. Why would you?
Well. It just looks real sad.
I think it might have been an hour too long. Yeah, so, yeah.
We're in a weird area.
We are.
We got to go.
We are. Literally, we're in a weird area of Texas.
We're in Circleville. Yeah. Okay, so.
The cop's like, take the Jew talk to a minimum.
Minimum. So, Carlos says, you know, he explains his position, but. Anyway, Carlos is inspired, and he said, I think he helps me be more comfortable with myself and as a gay man. So I'm going to invite him to drinks with my ex-boyfriend and my other
friend. And my best friend.
And his best.
And so my queer dear.
Yes.
Now, so this is, Victor is his ex, and Victor obviously still has feelings for Carlos.
Obviously.
And, y'all, what happens about... halfway through this segment is that Valentine realizes, oh shit, I may have stepped into some place where I'm kind of in over my head.
See, I didn't see that. I saw the shift, but I saw the shift of Valentine saying, oh wait, I bet you I can get a threesome to finally happen.
I think he did that to make it funny, but he did that because he was feeling uncomfortable.
See, I think he knows that Victor is a bottom and they can both fuck him. He saw the two top dilemma.
So,
because a man that wears that much lip gloss.
Oh, yeah, Victor's a bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all.
She basically did the, what is it called? The sorority drop right there at the table.
Yeah, just. Or did the.
She tongue popped when she ordered.
Yeah, she did the. Get her in a room by herself, and she'll do the baboon spread in a second.
She was wearing lots of makeup, too.
There was lots of lip gloss.
Yes.
But cute. He was very cute. And he even said, we had sex with Carlos. The sex was real good.
Yeah, it's interesting because Yesenides brings up polyamory and says, this is, what do you think about this? I don't understand being capable of loving more than one person. And Valentine, again, you guys, he's talking about this. He's like, no, it's just I've got so much love. I can do this. And but then he says, this is really interesting. Or Carlos says this. What if you fell in love with the person we were in like a polyamorous relationship more than me? Now, that is an interesting question where they could have been honest about their feelings. But Valentine throws the answer away and says, that could happen in any relationship.
He does say that.
Instead of validating that concern and saying, that is a concern, we will talk about that and make sure it doesn't happen. So, y'all, that just tells you he's not going to want to have any of these conversations.
No, he's not. Because, again, we don't think he's polyamorous, y'all. He likes to fuck people.
He likes to get his dick wet. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But did you hear him say, I was like, finally you said it, in his testimonial or his confession, he says, Carlos and I will definitely have to come up with a compromise about polyamory if this relationship is going to have a future. What does a compromise about polyamory mean?
Because I don't think you can compromise polyamory.
Right.
You either are or you aren't.
I know, exactly.
It's like pregnant.
Exactly. You're not half pregnant.
It'd be like my old voice teacher at college who would say, learning the notes is like being pregnant. You either do or you don't. When somebody would say, I kind of know the music. And he would say, you don't.
That's a really, really problematic way to talk about that.
Well, he was a pretty homophobic teacher and a sexist.
Yeah. But I just want to, he said that and I went, that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
We've figured out where you stand.
Yeah, it's going to be his way or no way.
Yeah. So there's no, again, you guys, there's no compromise. There is polyamory. There is the fact that we are letting people in our or open relationship, or there isn't one.
Yes. Yes.
So it's like, I laugh because we talked about them having to figure this out. There is no figuring it out. It's either you're going to do polyamory or Valentine's out.
Yeah. I love that when Victor said, wait, you're going to tell your sister that you're gay? Why didn't you do that with me?
Victor makes it about herself.
Victor makes it about herself. And Carlos said, well, I was 18, bitch.
Right.
Very young, but still.
That's a lot to put on an 18-year-old.
It's a lot to
make him come out to in a country like Colombia.
That's a lot.
To put on them. So he says also, Valentine says, or Victor says, I would have liked to have been in Valentine's shoes. And it gets weird because Valentine starts making jokes because he feels uncomfortable too.
Victor's going to break this up if he can, y'all.
I can't. I'd love to see that.
You know what? You know who can break up two tops? One bottom.
One bottom.
One bottom.
Done it.
That's true. You have.
Done it. Done it.
You have. Yeah.
Alejandro, get out here. We said we were going to see him together. Bang, bang, bang.
Always happens.
And I want to say,
a shiny twink ass is like Aladdin's golden lamp. Everybody's going to want to rub it.
What?
And you know what? Sometimes wishes come true.
That metaphor was so splintered. I don't think I fully understand it. I think I know where you were going.
I'm overwhelmed from Bucky's.
That's a good reason.
I had pecan brittle, and I'm on a sugar high.
I just want to say, Valentine asked him, do you still love him? And then instead of validating it, he's like, want to join? And I said, and he's joking, but not
he's not joking.
Really.
He's not joking. He 100% would love to fuck his old boyfriend with Carlos.
And Carlos knows that that's never going to happen. But Valentine doesn't have hard and fast rules about friends versus former relationships.
No.
He fucks his friends all the time.
He does.
And he doesn't see a problem with that at all. And there are people who can do that. I have been known to do that.
Yes. Yes.
But there are these two men, I don't think, will ever see the world the same way.
Never.
And that's why, so it's not the two top dilemma, y'all, that's going to keep these two men from topping one another.
That is a symptom.
It is an ethical It is an ethical issue. Yep. They don't have the same values.
The two top is a metaphor for their inside.
Exactly. They're ethically trying to top one another.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Two ethical dicks just banging one another on top of the head.
Top that.
Top that. Teen witch style.
A little teen witch style for you.
I think that's the show.
That's the show. And Poodle's going to start screaming anyway because we're behind a slow truck on a small Texas farm road.
And we're in a fucking cornfield.
Farm road 1660. Oh, yeah, they got the Texas Horns Down. We're in it, y'all. All right, Austin. Come see us tonight, y'all.
Come see us in Austin.
Come see us.
Well, this will be released.
Well, yeah, I'm going to post it in the car.
Okay.
We got hot spots. So come see us in Austin, y'all, with Ronnie and the Reigns for Pig Roll. Jody texted me. They're on the way.
There's a lot, 30 of them coming. So.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun.
The Reigns and the Tykes are coming.
And then see our 10 million download show. Come to that in San
Come
Diego.
Come to the Lodies, y'all.
Veronica and Tim is going to be there.
What do we think about Lodies?
I don't
love
like
the term
it.
Lodies.
I'm not going to acknowledge
the Lodies.
That. It sounds gross.
Well, what segment's going to win a Lodi? If I would have been told that I would have known anything like 10 million loads in my time.
Well, I think you're at 10 million and one after last night.
Maybe.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We'll see you next week. Remember, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love? We're driving in a cornfield
yes.
right now.
Yes. And if you have been to Bucky's, you know what I'm talking about. We have a lot to talk about.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.